Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Wednesday, April 17, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Read, Alvarez faces sedition probe. Justice Secretary Jesus Crispin Remulla on Tuesday ordered a probe into Davao del Norte 1st District Rep. Pantaleon Alvarez's call for the military to withdraw its support for the president to determine if the congressman is liable for sedition, inciting to sedition or even rebellion. Alvarez made the call during a political rally on Sunday in Tagum City, saying the way President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. was handling the West Philippine Sea dispute with China could lead the country into war. The armed forces of the Philippines could bring peace and stability to the nation if it withdrew its support for Marcos, Alvarez said. Read, House, Senate ready to probe Duterte deal. Both chambers of Congress on Tuesday said they were ready to probe the alleged gentleman's agreement between former President Rodrigo Duterte and the Chinese government that limited shipments to the BRP Sierra Madre and Eungan, 2nd Thomas, Shoal. The House is on a scheduled break and will resume session on April 29. Meanwhile, Sen. Jingoy Estrada said he was ready to hold a hearing regarding the same issue. Read, no plans to run in 2025, Chavit. Former Ilocos Sur Governor Chavit Singson said he is not inclined to run in the 2025 elections and would rather focus his energy on serving Filipinos through his businesses. In an interview on the Manila Times digital video series TMT Newsroom, Singson said he does not have any plans to run in next year's elections, adding that he is preoccupied with his job as the Emeritus President of the League of Municipalities of the Philippines. Singson was the previous president of the league as Narvacan town mayor. Read, 55 Chinese ships spotted in West PHC. At least 55 different Chinese ships were spotted surrounding 9 Philippine features in the West Philippine Sea, a ranking Navy official said Tuesday. At a press briefing, Navy spokesman for the WPS Camo, Roy Vincent Trinidad said 2 China Coast Guard vessels and 24 militia vessels were sighted in Bajo de Masinloc, Scarborough Shoal, while 1 vessel and 5 fishing ships were seen in Eungan, 2nd Thomas, Shoal. Trinidad also said they spotted a CCG ship and 19 militia vessels on Pagasa Island, 2 vessels on Panada Island and a People's Liberation Army, PLA, Navy vessel on Lawak Island. Trinidad said the latest presence of Chinese ships within the country's exclusive economic zone near Philippine-held features was documented on April 15. He said some of the Chinese vessels were observed to be on patrol while the rest were stationary. Business. IMF hikes PH forecasts. Topping business, Philippine economic growth is expected to again be one of the highest in the region with the International Monetary Fund having raised its forecasts for this year and the next. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the IMF forecasts 6.2% gross domestic product growth for both 2024 and 2025, up from 6.0% and 6.1%, respectively. The change for 2024 falls within the government's downwardly revised 6.0 to 7.0% target, while the 2025 projection is short of the official 6.5 to 7.5% goal. Sports, rain or shine? Magnolia steak winning streaks. Over to sports, rain or shine and Magnolia Chicken Templados stake their respective winning streaks over separate opponents as both teams try to improve their playoff chances in the PBA Season 48 Philippine Cup today, April 17, at the Ninoy Aquino Stadium in Malate, Manila. The Elasto Painters, winners of their last 4 games after a 0-4 start, clash with the North Port Batang Pier, 4-3. At 4:30 p.m. on the other hand, the Hotshots, 3-2, have won back-to-back games and will take on the fast-fading Blackwater Bossing, 3-4, at 7:30 p.m. Rain or Shine chalked up its 4th straight win after shooting down Terra Firma, 116-104, in Calaocan last Saturday. Read, opinion and editorial. Rigoberto Tiglao, Father Rangelio Aquino and Francisco Tatat are today's front page columnists, as all three give their two cents over the recent developments at the South China Sea. Today's editorial says there is no place for anyone who is seditious in the Houses of Congress. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.